We're wardens, Carlos. We're supposed to protect people. I could have done more to be ready. He got in front of me and planted his feet. I stopped and narrowed my eyes at him. You're right, he said. This is a war. Bad things happen to people, even if no one makes any mistakes. I don't remember consciously doing it, but the runes of my staff began to burn with hellfire again. Carlos, I said quietly, get out of my way. He ground his teeth, but his eyes flickered away from me. He didn't actually turn, but when I brushed past him, he didn't try to stop me. At the camp, I caught one brief glimpse of Lucio as she helped carry a wounded trainee on a stretcher. She stepped into a glowing line of light in the air, an opened way to the Never-Never, and vanished. Reinforcements had arrived. There were wardens with medical kits, stretchers, the works, trying to stabilize the wounded and get them to better help. The trainees looked shocked, numb, staring around them and at two silent shapes lying close together over to one side, covered from their heads to their knees by an unzipped sleeping bag. I stormed into the smithy and snarled, Fozari! Putting all my rage and will into a lashing column of force directed at the captured ghouls. The spell blew the remaining wall of the smithy and the two ghouls 50 feet through the air and onto a relatively flat area of the street. I walked after them. I didn't hurry. In fact, I picked up a jug of orange juice off one of the breakfast tables and drank some of it as I went. The mountainside was completely silent. Once I reached them, another blast opened up a 6-foot crater in the sandy earth. I kicked the mostly human ghoul into it, and with several more such blasts, collapsed the crater in on him, burying him to the neck. Then I called fire and melted the sand around the ghoul's exposed head into a sheet of glass. It screamed and screamed, which did not matter to me in the least. The sheer heat of the molten sand burned away its features, its eyes, its lips and tongue, even as the trauma forced the ghoul into its true form. I upended the jug of juice. Some of it splashed on the ghoul's head. Some of it sizzled on the narrow band of glass around it. I walked calmly, pouring orange juice on the ground in a steady line until, 10 feet later, I reached the enormous nest of fire ants one of the trainees had stumbled into on our first day at Camp Kaboom. Presently, the first scouts started following the trail, back to the ghoul. I turned on the second ghoul. It cringed away from me, holding completely still. The only sound was the raw whisper screams of the other ghoul. I'm not going to kill you, I told the ghoul in a very quiet voice. You get to carry word to your kind. I thrust the end of my staff against its chest and stared down. Wisps of sulfurous smoke trickled down the length of the wooden shaft and over the maimed ghoul. Tell them this. I leaned closer. Never again. Tell them that. Never again. Or hell itself will not hide you from me. The ghoul groveled. Great one, great one. I roared again and started kicking the ghoul as hard as I could. I kept it up until it floundered away from me, heading for the open desert with only one leg and one arm, the movements freakish and terrified. I watched until the maimed ghoul was gone. By then, the ants had found his buddy. I stood over it for a time and beheld what I had wrought. Without looking away, I felt Ramirez's presence behind me. Dios, he whispered. I said nothing. Moments later, Ramirez said, What happened to not hating them? Things change. Ramirez didn't move, and his voice was so low I could barely hear it. How many lessons will it take the kids to learn this one, do you think? The rage came swarming up again. Battle is one thing, Ramirez said. This is something else. Look at them. I suddenly felt the weight of dozens and dozens of eyes upon me. I turned to find the trainees, all pale, shocked, and silent, staring at me. They looked terrified. I fought the frustration and anger back down. Ramirez was right. Of course he was right. Damn it. I drew my gun and executed the ghoul.